there, everybody. I am so excited about the content this week because we have a 27-year homeschool veteran, Renee LaDolce, with College Out of the Box, who is coming here today to talk to us about some of the questions that we as homeschool moms ask, or even if we don't ask, we think about. So Renee is going to talk about what is the biggest lesson that she learned during all those years of homeschooling? I think you may be surprised. And I think you'll be really encouraged too. So make sure you check out that first little segment. Then she's going to talk about how we can avoid burnout in homeschooling. And she shared some great ideas that you can amend to fit your circumstance. But I think that you will really kind of latch on to it on those times when you just can't go any farther, you think. And then finally, she's going to talk about how you can homeschool a little less expensively and give you some ideas and some things that she did that may open your mind to some different ways that you can save some money while you're homeschooling. So check it out. Stay here with us. Let me know at the end, what are some of your best ideas or some of the questions you would like to see answered on Questions Mamas Ask.
Hi, everyone. Hi from Texas. It's Renee LaDolce from collegeoutofthebox.com. And today I'm going to be answering the question, the biggest lessons I've learned about myself or my children over our homeschooling years. And wow, that's a hard question to answer because I think I've learned a lot. I went through a huge journey, a transformation over the years of homeschooling. But I guess the number one thing I learned was I had a lot more patience than I ever thought. I'm a very impatient person. So throughout the homeschooling journey, I learned that I had a lot more patience than I ever thought I had. The second thing I learned, I think, was that God can cover our mistakes and inadequacies. God taught me this over the years. That is a huge lesson I learned, that anytime I stressed or worried about whatever, God can cover that, and He will cover that. And He's got great plans for us as well as our children, plans that we would never have imagined. Y'all, the journey we have taken has been incredible. I can't even begin to tell you in this little short video, but God has taken us on paths that I never thought imaginable for myself as well as my child. And that's the other lesson I learned, is that God can do incredible things through your children that you never would have thought possible. For example, my son hated school. He was one of those children who had me on my knees crying and in tears more often than not, y'all. And I was just thinking that this child is never going to get into college or never get into real, be successful in real life or what have you. And God is incredible, y'all. He can do crazy things. This child who hated school, who would try to figure out a way to cheat out of things or take shortcuts or not do it or what have you, who drove me literally crazy, y'all. This child ended up graduating high school early and then 2 weeks later graduating with his bachelor's degree in college. Who knew? I never in a million years would have imagined that. But as soon as we started working together, and I stepped back and I let him follow his God-given passions, oh my goodness, he just soared. And as soon as I got myself out of the way and let God just take over, incredible things started happening. So that is a major lesson I learned, is if you all can figure out a way to just step back a little bit and get your plans, your expectations, everything out of the way and let God take over, your children will do amazing things, whatever it is. So I learned along the way to really let God take control. I guess that's my biggest lesson I learned, is let God take control of your homeschooling journey and the results will just be phenomenal. Today I'm going to be answering the question, how to avoid burnout. And I think after about 22 years or so of homeschooling, I might have a little experience in that area. One way, and we've heard all this before, but one way is really to have fun. Have fun in your schooling. And one way to do that is really to be teaching towards your children's passions as well as teaching with yours in mind. For example, I love to organize things and find really cool things to do in the city, or plan things and be real, you know, do some research and introduce people to new things. And my son, on the other hand, loves to be really active. He likes hands-on, you know, more dynamic type learning. So how we combined both of our interests was that I became the field trip coordinator for our homeschool group here. And I would plan all the field trips. We would have like 5 or 6 a month. And that way, I was able to do something I love to do, and my son was able to do something he loved to do because he got to go on the field trips and play with his friends and have that hands-on learning. And we both really enjoyed the learning process together because we were both doing something that fell within our passions and our interests. So if you can find a way to do that in your schooling, that would really help avoid the burnout, because then you're not feeling like it's a drudgery or it's a chore or you're tired. You're doing something that makes you energized and that you're excited about as well. Another way to avoid burnout is take the breaks. I mean, we've heard this, but take the breaks. On those days that you just don't feel like doing it, or you're tired, or you're just not in the mood, throw those textbooks out for the day, go to the beach, go to the movies, play outside, run around. Let your children have those downtimes, because I will say that when they have those downtimes on a regular basis, on those days that you really do need to get things accomplished and have productive days, your children are actually more cooperative and they're willing to do the work. And actually, they are more productive that way. It seems kind of productive, like the more breaks you take, the more productive they'll be, but it's really true. I think we actually accomplished more on days that we really needed to get things done because we took many breaks throughout. And my son knew that not every day was going to be this crazy work, work, work all day like this day was, because he knew that he would get breaks down the road. So that's another way to avoid burnout. I would also say get creative. Let your kids get creative. Let them get bored so that they can start doing things that they give you a break, because you can just let them say, you know what, this week we're going to do, no, we're not going to have any electronics this week, and I just want you to go in your room or go throughout the house and find a project to work on. This gives you a break, as well as lets your children explore things and gives their mind a little bit downtime where they can get bored, and when they get bored, they get creative. And I love watching kids do this. There was once I took all electronics away for a week. And of course, the first day, my son pouted and moped around the house. But after a couple days of no electronics, no TV, no electronics, no nothing, he ended up getting creative. And this boy that I knew from a young age as being really creative and really dynamic in his learning, he came back. On the days that he got bored, he started doing things and finding different areas of things that he loved to do, such as movie making or, you know, doing things with his little army men or what have you. So I think a way to avoid burnout is give yourself breaks. Give yourself lots of breaks and have fun. I say, if you're not having fun on your homeschooling journey, then you're doing something wrong, y'all. You can do this. I have faith in y'all. Now, of course, homeschooling can get as expensive as you want it to get, or it could be done in a very economical manner. It could be done on a very tight budget, which I am proof of. We were a one-income family all the way through, and we homeschooled from preschool all the way through college. And we really just used an eclectic form of homeschooling, meaning I just used whatever I had on hand at home. Like, we would play games that we had. We would read books that I had. We would get creative and build things out of materials we had around the house. I mean, homeschooling, you really can do it on a tight budget. I mean, for books, you can go to the library, get free books, free videos, all of that at the library, as well as Craigslist, eBay, the homeschool store, or garage sales or other book sales, or you can even borrow from other homeschoolers and swap every other week or what have you. Get your kids to be creative. You can figure out creative ways to reach your goals. Another thing is, I got very good at finding out all the free events in our area. And y'all, if you go and explore your city and town and places near you, there's so much learning to be had in that. And a lot of it is free. Not only that, the internet, y'all, is your new best friend. You can literally get everything off the internet. And when I first started, the internet wasn't even really that big. It was just starting out. So now you can literally get everything off the internet. You can get ebooks and textbooks and printables and worksheets and videos and just everything. And you can literally learn from the best professors, from the best schools, and have these incredible classes right there in your living room. It's incredible what's out there. So you literally can homeschool for free. As a matter of fact, I think when I first started homeschooling, there was a book out called You Can Homeschool for Free or Homeschooling for Free or something along those lines. And I just checked it out of the library and I took a ton of notes and it had a lot of links and things that I can use from that book. And that was like one of my resources was the Homeschool for Free book. So I was going to do it and I was going to do it free. and even no matter what stage you're in, like I said, we technically homeschooled college as well. And my son's full bachelor's degree costs us less than $6,000. So I say no matter what stage you're in, no matter how many children you have, you can homeschool for a very, very small amount of money if you get creative. So thank you all for your time. I hope that helps you a little bit. Enjoy your week and have a very blessed day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.